This is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I'm talking on the sixth element, which is about introspection. So this is a very important part of our day in my experience, because what happens is we're so busy during the day, going from one task to the other. People, especially when they have little children or responsibilities of work, children, even when they grow up, other things, they're involved in multiple activities. You just go from one to the other. And we never give ourselves a break and review how our day went. So you don't have to do it at bedtime. You can choose a time when you feel like in the evening, maybe even before dinner, if you are doing some prayers or anything like that, to kind of review the day, how it went. Now, you've set goals for yourself, your tasks for yourself, and see what happened. When I say introspection, it's a lot of elements. For example, how were we to ourselves? Were we kind to ourselves, number one? Number two, were we kind to other people? In any way you could. Did I get angry and, you know, get mad at somebody, whether it's workplace or home? Was I good to my children? Was I good to my colleagues? Did I do all the things I wanted to do for the day? Could I have done it better? Could I change anything about what I've done for the next day, or so on? Things like that, because if we don't give ourselves the time to review our day, and that's the best way to describe introspection, then we would not have room to change it. Because otherwise, the next day will go by the same way. Again, doing the same things one after the other, things like that. And we wouldn't actually even know that we were doing something, not wrong, but we didn't want, and that we wanted something different. So the whole idea is, if I'm doing the same things again and again, I'm going to get the same output. But if we want something different, then the good idea is about introspection. Even the great leaders of the world always spend some time in introspection. Now, if you are not able to do on a daily basis, that's okay. Maybe a weekly, you know, want to set up something, where you want to be quiet, where nobody disturbs you, either meditatively or a walk in the nature. Just important to just review how you did. It doesn't have to be berating yourself or thinking anything small of yourself. If you didn't achieve some of the things and you didn't do the things which you wanted to do, that is not the idea. The whole idea is what transpired in this week or the day, and how could you make it different. And it just as a learning curve. That's all we are here in the world. It's a journey. So we all do things and we review them and say, okay, I didn't like this, so I'm going to do it differently tomorrow. And the good part about this is what we're doing by introspection is taking 100% responsibility on ourselves. Because remember, we can only change ourselves. We cannot change anybody else. They can be as close in relationship as possible. It could be your best friend. It could be your child. It could be your parents. It could be your spouse. And that's not our role anyway, because that's where we have issues when we try to change other people. Even if they're something was triggered in you for being angry at something and you lashed out, still your response could have been better. So those are the things which come out in this whole introspection, which improves our day, the next week, and in the future, how it wants to be. So that's the only thing about introspection, and what could we have done differently. And so it's helpful if we did that on a regular basis.